This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Our guest is Australian comedian, television presenter, actress, writer and producer, having entertained us for literally decades since she was a fresh-faced 17-year-old in the 80s. She's won Celebrity Apprentice, proving she's not just a pretty face with a silly side. She's been nominated for the highest of highs in Australian TV, the 2019 Golden Globe. Oh, that's not it. It was a Gold Logie, but I think you deserve a Golden Globe. And she'll be returning on our screens with the incredibly handsome Dr. Chris Brown, going back to the jungle, our wonderful Lady Julia Morris.
Hello. How are you?
I heard you say lady. I'm going to just say, if you've ever seen one of Julia's stand-up shows, your lady's not the word I'd say. Yeah.
Oh, well, that depends. What? How do you define a lady?
Well, you're right. I'm thinking Downton Abbey, you know, like the whole...
Tom's a little bit Downton Abbey crazy.
Yeah.
Demystify the British aristocracy because my title was bought online.
You and a few housewives of Melbourne have done the same thing, so it's not uncommon.
Absolutely. Look, we're all terribly posh.
So the clues for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, we've got some people throwing in things like Kim Kardashian. Like the US got Caitlyn Jenner, so are we really being this far-fetched?
Well, I think that the speculation creates lots of excitement, and there's always an element of the show's fans that think, oh my God, it's going to be Nicole Kidman. I want to say, Dale, get a grip. Like, in what world could we not even reaching out to the shareholders to get Kim Kardashian. I mean, she's so amazing, but I reckon she's busy.
Oh, look, you've already got Julia Morris. You can't be expected. Exactly. The screen's not, like, you know, going to be big enough.
And also, look, this is the sort of show where you don't necessarily need to be really familiar with anyone, because the whole journey of the jungle is seeing what people are like when they're put under their pressure and seeing their personalities unfold. So
that is true.
I'm looking forward to everyone.
Because a few times you watch people walk out and I go to my hubby, who the hell's that? You know, like, who's that?
Yeah. But then sometimes they end up your favourite.
Yeah.
So that's, and it is a good thing.
Well, because you think, oh, I don't think I've got any business with you. And then as they slowly but surely reveal how they feel about all sorts of different subjects, because there's lots of time in the jungle to talk about the many different things that, you know, I have as our round the dinner table conversation. And to hear these people that we kind of either vaguely know or feel like we know really well, all of a sudden we can really see what they're made of, what their resilience is like, and whether they've got a humour under pressure. And I think that gives us a greater love affair with these people that we sort of only see one side of most of the time.
Look, you have already announced that Miguel will be, you know, coming into the jungle.
Yeah.
I'm a bit concerned because I don't understand a bloody word the man says. So I'm assuming you're going to have subtitles. I mean, I laugh at him.
I think a production definitely spoke to him just to make sure he wouldn't be offended by that. But he is such a funny man that we don't want to miss a single word he has to say.
So that's yes. It's confirmed. There'll be subtitles for Miguel, which is hilarious.
We just want to hear every word because he's going to be... Can you imagine he's going to be cooking those rice and beans like there's no tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. But that's the other thing, is that you make them do some really stuff.
Oh. Rank arena.
What is it like for you to be there?
It's pretty intense for us as well. I mean, I am not sleeping on the jungle floor like our beloved celebrities, and I'm not going hungry at all, but I am putting in a 14-hour day. So while I've got somewhere luxurious to return to, I'm only there for about 4 hours to sleep and churn and start the whole thing again.
Listen, Julia, don't complain. You're in the treehouse with one damn well hottie, Mr. Dr. Chris
Brown. Actually, I want to say something. Now, this is important stuff. I've actually been on a plane or two with Dr. Chris Brown, and look, I'm getting married on Saturday.
To a woman.
A woman, and we've been together for 12 years, and I don't look at anyone other than my partner, but oh my God, that man actually takes your breath away. He's,
you know,
like...
You're absolutely right. He is not only Swoon City, but his looks are actually, genuinely from the bottom of my heart, his looks are the least of his attributes.
Oh, that's the sweetest thing.
He is the real deal. He is a very nice man who has stood side by side with me over the menopause for the last 3 years and hasn't
That's my favourite thing
while
ever.
My fury has been next level, he's kind of like, you all right, mate? Is there anything I can get you? He's a sweetheart.
Can I put a snake on you to cool you down?
No, he's a vet. He's a vet. He could pull out something, couldn't he, and give you a shot or two?
Yeah. He could do all of that. He reckons he has to have the tranquilizer gun on standby, but I'm nowhere near as Larry the Lunger as I used to be.
Oh, that disappoints me, Julia, because I'm going to tell you, from watching that show, and I do like to watch it, you are the show.
You are the show. Actually, the two of you are. Like, that. It's so fabulous.
We've got a wicked writing team, and we arrive at 4:30 in the morning and see what sort of stories we're going to be looking at that day and then, sort of work around the last bits of the script. So by the time we come onto Australian televisions at 7:30 at night, that's 10:30 in the morning for us. So
it's kind of weird,
high-octane breakfast show, dinner time, insanity. And we love every moment of it.
Oh, we adore you. So I do have to give you a quick little thing, because I actually say I mention you a lot when it comes up a little bit in the comedy circuit that women aren't as funny or they have to. And I always bring you up. And I love that the writers and yourself just deliver. You are the funny one. And that's the bit that I actually really love about that show.
I couldn't dig it more. Do you know, after all of these years, 33 odd years in stand-up, I've come to the realisation that the people who don't find women funny just don't find women funny.
Yeah.
So that's all right compared to those people.
And who wants to know about those people? Exactly.
Well, they can just do their thing and have a lovely time, because they're never going to find women funny if they don't find women funny. So that doesn't affect any of my shows or how I go about my comedy, because not everybody's going to like me. And I think that's taken a good deal of years on the planet to be able to just accept that and be fine with it.
Well, look, let's talk about funny. In 2020, you have a new tour coming along. What can we...
I do!
I'm so excited. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Back on the road again. Well, I love touring every 2 years, because stand-up, there is no feeling like that wave of laughter that goes on for the hour and a half of the shows. And every 2 years when I get back out on the road, it's really catching up with my audiences is like catching up with mates, only I'm getting to talk. So in actual fact, it's just like every day for me. So there's lots of funny stories. Most of them are certainly a little bit incredulous, where it just literally makes me say, I'm not even joking. This is what he did, and this is what happened, and this is how it unfolded. And it is the 2 years in between touring of stories that nobody will have heard.
Oh, so excited. But it is all the way in September.
It's,
when I looked at 2020, I was like, woohoo. Well,
if I got pregnant now, I'd actually have the baby before the time comes, wouldn't I? I could actually.
Yes, and then you could do like a date night out. It'd be the best of time.
Well, let's just hope. I hope my hubby's listening, because I'm dying to have a baby.
And I always say, get into it sooner rather than later, because if you're ready, the joy's ready now.
Yeah, well, Tom's got three that are fully grown. One's a doctor and he's ready for grandchildren, but he's still greedy. He's a greedy little bugger. Well, he wants another one.
None of my kids will have one, so I thought it's the only chance I'm going to get another baby if he knocks me up. And I'm 51 and I think I'm going through menopause, so it better happen, hurry up.
51, though. I love 51.
Well, I'm handling it, but I'm telling you, the next mornings aren't as enjoyable as they used to be.
No, they're not. And I feel like I shift to water at about that point pretty early in the piece, where I think I'm not going to survive tomorrow. So I can still stay up and get silly.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't stop me.
I kind of just am on the waters. I don't know what's happened. I've lost the edge for getting stuck into it.
Oh, well, your skin and your face and everything always looks beautiful. So that obviously is part of the waters. No. One last question, because I know your time's very important. What's a celebrity clue? We've got all of them up here. We've got megastars, leading ladies, footy legends.
Who cares about footy legends? They're the boring ones. Oh, my God.
As long as it's not NRL, I'm all over the footy legends. I'm all into it.
We always make sure that we don't find out until we get there.
So you don't know?
No. Well, I mean, every year we are welcome to know early in the piece, because production starts and people call us saying, gosh, they've approached me. What do you think I should do? So sometimes you have a bit of an inkling, but we actually have a celebration. When we arrive in South Africa, Dr. Chris and I go to a little cocktail party with the guys from Channel 10 and from ITV who make the show. And then one by one, in a little kind of suite, we all make guesses as to who we think those clues are. To find out while the sun sets over the savannah.
Well, there was one clue.
Already there.
A famous Logie Award winner who likes to make the crowds laugh. I think it has to be Rove because he really needs to get his career back off the ground. I mean,
oh my God, he'd be amazing. But he runs a massive production company. I don't think he needs much help in getting his career off the ground. He's like a maniac. He works so hard.
That being said, you have had some pretty big people over your time, so we're very excited. I'm a Celebrity premieres January 1st on Channel 10, but more
January
important,
the 5th.
Oh, sorry,
January the 5th. They're coming early.
January 5th.
But also, most importantly, I want everyone to go get their tickets for September 5. Tickets are on sale now. She's back on the road. And personally speaking, my funny bone is exciting. Excited. I'm so excited. I adore you.
Best Christmas present. When you're like, oh my God, what am I going to get that person? It's an experience and come along to the theatre with them.
Join me.
Night.
Join me to go see Julia.
We will be there. Look, thank you so much. And we're not even joking, which is the name of Lady Julia's new show coming in September. But we'll see you in January the 5th live on our screens on Channel 10.
So excited.
I love it. Thanks for having me, you guys. You know, I'm a very, very dear old friend of Joy and used to come on all the time when Joy was really kicking off. So just so happy to see it go from strength to strength.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wake Up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.